Hello, my name is Ellie C.B. Wallace, and welcome to the penultimate and sixth episode of my podcast mini-series for the Berlin-Brandenburg Economic Archive. So I guess today I think I'm going to talk about how does an archive move? How do we continue to update our storage, and how do we sort out space for our new resources, our new subjects that we continually are getting new material and updating. And so how does that work? How does that function? I don't know the exacts, like, specifics of this, but last week, in like the week before, we got a new group of material, and there was a whole process to that, and I thought that was really interesting. So that is why I'm speaking about it today, is I was directly inspired by this one instance we had just a little bit earlier in this internship. And so essentially, we got a whole new group of material, and the process of that was pretty straightforward. But the tricky part of that was there wasn't really a lot of space in our main magazine, our main area that we hold a lot of our materials, or even in the photo magazine, we didn't really have space to keep it there, or in like the little library that I work in as an intern. And so the first step is very, very easy, and that is you got to clear out a bunch of space. We are fortunate enough to have now, an outside room, an outside magazine that we can keep this old material in. But there's a big part of that, and that is packing it up and moving it in the first place. The first part of that is, packing it into moving boxes, marking down very specifically which part of the shelf that it comes in. And then because it was a bit tricky with moving, we had to store it in a different part of our main building. This new outer magazine is not in the same building. It's in the same area. It's very easy to walk, 5 minutes max. It is not in the same building. So we had, and we didn't have it when we started packing. So we packed everything up, we moved it to a different room in our old building, or the current building, but with our big magazine. And that was pretty simple. And then it was all marked, it was all stored, and then it was a holiday. So we came in on Tuesday when there was no holiday. And that was when we got the new stuff. And we got it, and we didn't actually have enough boxes for all of the old material that we had. So instead of just, we had it packed onto pallets, just the old boxes. Because it's not just we're stacking random papers on there. The papers are within marked boxes, and then those boxes went into moving boxes. So we ran out of moving boxes, which means we put it on the pallet until Tuesday, in which we got more moving boxes from the new material, and then we reutilized those for the old material. So that's kind of step two, is making sure everything's packed, everything's protected from, the potential elements of moving it from one building to the next. Unpack the new material, put it on the shelves that we just cleared out, and then pack the old material in them. Thankfully, there were people here. I believe we hired movers to help us with this situation, because otherwise it would have been awful with just the archive workers. Just having extra hands is very helpful with this type of situation. So we got those moved, the pallets moved. There were 8 of them, very full, which was just, it was great. It's really great, because that day was really hot. And so we just got it moved to the new outer magazine. And then from there, we were able to stack the boxes in there and begin sorting it all out. Things did become a little bit mixed up in the chaos, but I think it'll be relatively straightforward to just sort it out again and then put it on the new shelves. It's a very nice, cooled down outer magazine, so yeah, it's not too much of a problem. It just will be a bit tedious. And then, yeah, we've got the new material within the archive, the old material ready to be sorted out in the outer archive. From there, we will then take this new material and we'll start looking through it. We'll upload it to the data bank, and then that material will be accessible to our users and whoever really wants to look at it. This is, I mean, it's a really common sense process, but it's one that I wanted to talk about because it was actually really interesting just seeing this process of moving this material from one spot to the next, because it's not something that I, as even as an intern, had really thought of. It's a very logistics heavy process, and obviously you only have so much physical space in the area that we are working in. Our archive isn't that big, but we are also constantly receiving new material and receiving all of this information that we then have to process and upload into our data bank, and so that people can do research on it. It's not terribly exciting, but it was something that I was really glad to have seen because it showcased a part of archival work that I hadn't necessarily thought of. And that is really why I wanted to talk about it today. Again, very straightforward, simple episode, but I hope you enjoyed it regardless. Thank you so much.